The Only Woman in the Room, written by Marie Benedict and read by Suzanne Torin.
Part 1. Chapter 1. May 17, 1933. Vienna, Austria. My lids fluttered open, but the floodlights blinded me for a moment. Placing a discreet steadying hand on my co-star's arm, I willed a confident smile upon my lips while I waited for my vision to clear. The applause thundered, and I swayed in the cacophony of sound and light. The mask I'd firmly affixed to myself for the performance slipped away for a moment, and I was no longer 19th-century Bavarian Empress Elizabeth, but simply young Hedy Kiesler. I couldn't allow the theatergoers of the famed Theater an der Wien to see me falter in my portrayal of the city's beloved empress, not even in the curtain call. She was the emblem of the once glorious Habsburg Austria, an empire that ruled for nearly 400 years, and the people clung to her image in these humiliating days after the Great War. Closing my eyes for a split second, I reached deep within myself, putting aside Hedy Kiesler with all her small worries and comparatively petty aspirations. I summoned my power and assumed the mantle of the Empress once again, her necessary steeliness and her heavy responsibilities. Then I opened my eyes and stared out at my subjects. The audience materialized before me. I realized that they weren't clapping from the comfort of their plush red velvet theater seats. They had leaped to their feet in a standing ovation, an honor my fellow Viennese doled out sparingly. As the Empress, this was my due, but as Hedy, I wondered whether this applause could truly be for me and not one of the other actors of Sissi. The actor who played Emperor Franz Joseph to my Empress Elizabeth, Hans Jarai, was, after all, a legendary Theater an der Wien fixture. I waited for my co-stars to take their bows. While they awarded solid applause for the other actors, the theatergoers became wild when I took center stage for my bow. This was indeed my moment. How I wished Papa could have watched my performance tonight. If Mama hadn't feigned illness in an obvious ploy to take attention away from my important evening, Papa could have seen my Theater an der Wien debut. I know he would have reveled in this reaction, and if he had witnessed this adulation firsthand, it might have washed away the stain of my risque performance in the film Ecstasy, a portrayal I desperately wished I could forget. The sound of clapping started to grow fainter, and a chord of disquiet descended upon the audience as a procession of theater ushers paraded down the center aisle, arms laden with flowers. This grandiose gesture, with its inappropriate, very public timing, unsettled the otherwise reserved Viennese. I could almost hear them wonder who would have dared disrupt opening night at the Theater an der Wien with this audacious display. Only the overzealousness of a parent could have excused it, but I knew my cautious parents would have never dared the gesture. Was it one of my fellow actors' families who'd made this misstep? As the ushers proceeded closer to the stage, I saw that their arms brimmed not with ordinary flowers, but with exquisite hothouse roses, perhaps a dozen bouquets. How much would this abundance of rare red blooms cost? I wondered who could afford the decadence at a time like this.